Aidan is expected to bring strong winds and gusts of up to 130 kilometres per hour tomorrow. Met Aaron has issued a series of weather warnings. Liz Walsh, meteorologist with Met Aaron, joins us on the line now. What are you telling us, Liz?
Hi, Brian. Well, we're looking at yellow wind warning in effect for the entire country, and that's valid from 2am tonight through to 4pm tomorrow. And on top of that, then, we've got two orange level wind warnings in effect. So there's one starting at 5am and that ends at 10am. That's for southern and southeastern counties. So Cork, Kerry, Waterford, Wexford, Wicklow, Carlow and Kilkenny. And then that ends at 10am. So it's going to be a wet and windy morning, but then it should fine up in the afternoon. Then further west, the warning kicks in for orange at 8am for the western counties. That's Clare all the way up to Donegal, including Sligo, Mayo, Galway. And that's basically in effect until 4pm. Now, it won't be orange level winds the whole time for all the time, but it will work its way up to Donegal by 1pm tomorrow.
So this storm is sweeping from the southeast to the northwest, is that right? Moving in that direction?
It is moving kind of in from the Atlantic, and it's going to kind of give a sideswipe over kind of Connacht and Ulster. So the actual low pressure itself will actually move over parts of Ireland, but and then it's going to scoot off to the northwest towards Scotland later in the day.
And Liz, an orange weather warning implies what?
It implies basically mean wind speeds of 65 to 80 kilometres per hour and wind speeds in excess of 110 but below 130. This is the ability to do damage. So things like disruption, like trees down is a possibility. And certainly take care if you're out and about, especially if you're in a high-sided vehicle during the times, if you're in the areas during the time that the warning is out for.
All right, but the good news is it moves through pretty quickly.
It does move through pretty quickly, but we're still in for a bit of an unsettled weekend.
All right, okay. Well, listen, thank you for that. Sorry to be the bearers of bad news, but I'm sure people would be prepared to know what's coming rather than to be left in some uncertainty. Liz Walsh.
Tomorrow afternoon, sorry, but it is going to be lovely after the storm moves through in the morning.
There you go. We've got a bit of everything. Liz Walsh at Met Aaron, thank you very much.